Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Gimel Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to conclude Simin Shin Samach Vav and start in Mirtz Hashem Shin Samach Zayin. So we begin with the last Sif in Shin Samach Vav, which is found on the last line of Resh Lamed Beis Omud Beis Sif Tes Vav. And the Mechaber writes, in yesterday's shiur, we discussed that there's a mitzvah to go do the Erev Chatzeros, and as well, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha over here, Al Mitzvahs Erev. When should this bracha be recited? That's the Mechaber's question. So he states, B'shoa shemekabetz oso mibnei ha'otzer. You make the bracha at the time that you collect the individual breads or challahs or matzahs that you're collecting from the individuals in the chotzer. Or alternatively, B'shoa shemezaklem, at the time that you're acting on their behalf and acquiring on their behalf, so to say, everybody having the rights to the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei, Mipnei shekol ha-mitzvos mevorach aleihem over le'asiyosan, that we always have a rule that immediately right prior to doing the action of the mitzvah, that's when you make the bracha. So when you collect over here the individual matzahs or breads from the individuals that are contributing to the Erev Chatzeros, that's right before the actual act of doing the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros. So that's when you go and make the bracha. Or at the time that you're about to be mezaka on everybody's behalf, that's the time that you make the bracha, what's called over la'asiyoso, and immediately prior to doing the action. Well, fi mashu kosa v'ramah le'el b'siv vav, what we've already learned from the Ramah, the haminog l'kabetz kemach mibotiyer, not only do they sometimes collect a full loaf of bread, but sometimes they just collected flour from everybody. So then the Mishneh Berurah tells us, ein levarach b'shas kibbutz, don't collect at the time that you're gathering the flour, because that would be called to have a over the over. That would not be immediately before doing the action, that would be somewhat before the action, but too far away for it to be considered the appropriate time, and therefore, kolz man shelo nefa pas, as long as the bread isn't baked over here, don't yet make the bracha for the Erev Chatzeros. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Pei Aleph tells us that the Beis Yosef and the Bach kosu b'shimin shin sadikei, the tzorech levarach b'shoa shemaskel l'kabetz, that you make the bracha when you start collecting over here the individual loaves of bread or matzah from the people in the chotzer, v'lo shekinigbar hakibbutz, and not when the collection is completed. The issue footnote number 88 brings down b'mitzvah shetluya b'yad acherim, in a mitzvah that's dependent upon other people. So the Rashbah brings down she'ein levarach l'la, you can't make a bracha because maybe they won't be willing to do this. For example, you want to give somebody tzedakah and maybe they won't accept it. So therefore, we don't make a bracha. That's one of the many reasons it's given for why we don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah. So to over here, you can't go and make the bracha before you collect it from everybody because maybe some of the people won't participate. And therefore, lefi zeh, yesh la'ayin, ketzad mevarachim b'tchila sakibas. How can you go and make the bracha at the beginning of the collection because maybe some people won't want to contribute and then it'll be a bracha levatola. The issue footnote number 89 brings down, ulahavsik b'dibor b'yemtzah shemakabitz. You're going around collecting from five different people. So according to the opinion, it says you make the bracha at the beginning and not when you conclude it. So are you allowed to talk in between? So he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim that just like with b'dikas chametz, after you make the bracha, you really shouldn't talk for any item that's not necessary for the b'dikas chametz throughout the entire b'dikas chametz. So too over here, you really shouldn't be mafsik and talk or do anything that's not directly related to the Erev Chatzeros once you've started collecting after you make the bracha. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he brings down in the name of various achronim. You see this in the Shaar HaTzion, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Tosefer Shabbos, and other achronim. And he writes, "V'achronim iskimu." All of these achronim agreed. Diuchel lechatchila levarich achar shekvar nigbar hakibus. That you are allowed to make the bracha even after you've made the collection of the food. And the reasoning is v'tam mishum desviru lehu, because they all hold the achar sheniskabetz after you've collected the bread, the matzah, the flour. Tzorch lechatchila lezakus uchol b'nei ha'ir. You have to go and now make an acquisition on behalf of all of the participants in the city, as we've already learned. And therefore, it's still called that the Erev Chatzeros action isn't done, umikri adayin over la'asiyoson kishuhu kodem azikoy. As long as it's before the act of acquiring it on behalf of everybody, so then that's still called over la'asiyoson, and that's when you still can make the bracha, even though you've already done all the collection. Then he brings down, even if you've already collected it and you've been mezaka on behalf of everybody, you're still allowed to make the bracha because the ikar knias erev chol be'ez knisas haShabbos. Because in fact, the important, essential part of the Erev Chatzeros really occurs right as you're entering into Shabbos. And therefore, as long as you're still making the bracha before Shabbos, that would be allowable. That's called over la'asiyosan there. ubifrat, and especially im lohuna ha'erev v'nai b'mkomon, especially if the erev is not in the right house, it's not in the individual dwelling place. So then bevadei shayach lebaruch, then you're certainly still allowed to go and make the bracha. And the Shaar HaTzion, he says, he brings this down and named the prisha shadaito dafilu lechatchila yuchol levarech achar zikur. He says you can even do this lechatchila, as we've already pointed out, and so is the opinion of the Mor and the Ketzia, that lechatchila you can make the bracha still at this point in time. But lo nigmar adayin mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, you haven't completed the mitzvah, so therefore it's called overles yosin. The issue footnote number 90 brings down that when we say that it hasn't been put into the right place, it means it hasn't been put into the cheder of the house that you're going to place the erev chatzeros into. And the Sefer HaPardes from Rashi, he adds that even when you're putting it someplace, it has to be put into a place where it's careful to be protected, or in some sort of a container or a box. And this is also the opinion of the Machzor Vitri. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Beis adds, Pirush Shema Ariv Mishalo V'Nosei L'Acherim, in a situation where you're going and taking the challah, the matzahs from your own possessions, and being mezak on behalf of everybody else, and in that situation, V'Nosei L'Acherim, you're getting it on behalf of everybody else, V'Omer Lo She'achar She'Yavorech Yagbienu K'dei She'Yizakeh B'Shul An She'ir. That is what we mean by at the moment that you're mezaka on behalf of everybody else. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, I've written a lot more about this in the Bir Halacha. Ayin in the Bir Halacha, She'evenu, Da Mavarech, Achar Aziku, even make the bracha after the Aziku, Yeshlo Gamkein, Amilismok, you can rely upon this. And we actually brought this down as well, just now in the Shaar HaTzion, O Samach. And in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, B'Shoshim Mezaka, he brings down a more detailed discussion, which we've already alluded to in the Shaar HaTzion. And he actually brings down that even lechatchila, there are those that say du'ula yoser odif levarech achar azikur. There are those that suggest that you should go and make the bracha specifically after the zikur and not before or right at the time of the zikur. He has a long arichus about this ayin sham, and he concludes mikomokom. He says misimin tov kuv chav zayin. It's muchach behedya dafilu achar azikur yuchal levarech lechatchila. Certainly, you can still make the bracha even if the zikur was done on behalf of everybody else, and that is in fact the opinion of the prisha, the morakasiyah that we just mentioned. And he says whether you make the bracha before or after the zikur, it's the exact same nusach. Now that's separate from the bracha. And what is this nusach that you say? So the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'omer b'hadein eruvo, with this eruv chatzeros over here, yehei sher olon, it should be permitted to us, lafuke, to go and bring in, ulayule, and to bring out, min habotim l'chotzer, from the houses to the chotzer, umin ha-chotzer l'abotim, and back from the chotzer into the houses, or l'chatchila from the chotzer into the houses, umibayis l'bayis, and to take from a house to another house, going through the chotzer, l'chol habatim shul chotzer, for every single house that is part of this chotzer. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Gimel points out, V'lo hiskir mavoi, we only mention an Erev Chatzeres over here, we don't mention anything about the mavoi. Mishum dekan Irish, lo niskan ha-mavoos, be'eruvin kadin. Because here we're talking about that the mavoos over here are not included in this Erev. V'chol chotzer, misaki, and Erev Chatzeres, rak lahatir atul tu b'chotzer. And the purpose over here was to be allowing the carrying within the chotzer over here. Abu b'mokum shniskan ha-mavoos. But if you have mavoos over here, haminik shosim eruvin chatzeres, v'shitu b'mavoos kechada. Then you can make them all together, not only just a separate Erev Chatzeres, but you can make a single Erev Chatzeros / Shita from Avoyos altogether, Kimavor B'Simin Shin Pei Zayin, and we Yemir Tzashem will learn over there. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'alkein Tzarech Lohosif Bo Shar Yuso De Mavoi. You have to add the Nusach over here, permitting you to carry from the Chatzor into the Mavoi, from the houses, etc., back and forth. The issue footnote number 91 says, what happens if you only mention the Erev Chatzeros, but you didn't mention the Shita from Avoyos? So the Chazanish says that that Erev is going to be possible. Mishum Sheyesh Be'ir Harbe Chatzeros She'en HaPesucha Zol Zo V'en Yecholun La'arev B'yachad. And they can't all be together without the Mavoi, and therefore it would ruin it if you didn't include both the Erev and the Mavoi in the Shita from Avoyos over here. What exactly is the nusach that you should say? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'zeu nusacho b'hadein eruva, with this erev chatzerus over here, yeshar lana, it should be permitted to us lafuki alayule, to bring in, to bring out, min habatim l'chotzer, from the houses to the chotzer, mechotzer labatim, back and forth, from the chotzer back to the houses, mebayis labayis, from house to house, which the Shaar HaTzion and Nos Samach Aleph tells us over here is apogad dechol chatzerus ushusachas heinu mutal lataltem izel zeh apeli erev. Even in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry without an erev chatzerus, if as long as it's enclosed. Mikomokum nafkemin adai de erev hutal lataltel af kelim sheshovsu besoch habayis. Here you're allowed to carry within the chotzer things that were in the house, and now you're allowed to bring it from the house into the chotzer, and now carry it anywhere you want in the chotzer. Umichotzer lechotzer, from one chotzer to another chotzer, migag legag, from a rooftop to a rooftop, mibatim chatzerus lemovoy, back and forth from the houses and the courtyards into the mavoi, mimavoi l'cholabatim l'chatzeru shabir azo, and back from the mavoi into houses and courtyards throughout the city, which is covered by this erev chatzeros shituf mavoyos. Lanu, for us, l'chol adorim be'ir azos, and for every Jewish person who lives in the city, l'chol mishi yitosif, but as we pointed out, you have to add, and for any new dwellers that will come in, especially if you're making the erev chatzeros for future shabbosim as well. And if you do like we do, and you make one Erev Chatzeros that will last for the whole year, Yisayim, you should conclude the whole Shabbos Hashanah for all the Shabboses of the year, or the whole Yomim Tovim as well for the Yomim Tovim. The Yishuv footnote number 92 brings down the reason why you say Bohadein with this Erev Chatzeros is because the minhag is to take it into your hands as you're actually saying this. So this leads to a number of interesting situations. What happens if you're not in the presence of the actual bread or matzahs that you're using for the Erev Chatzeros? For example, you're in shul and you realize that you didn't do it yet, but it's still before Shabbos. Are you allowed to go and say it in shul without having the Erev Chatzeros in front of you? And other situations like this, ayin and the rest of the Yishuv footnote number 92. The issue footnote number 93 says that we specifically mention Shabbos and Yontif, but we don't mention Yom Kippur. And the Elif Lamata questions why we don't, and he's left with a Tzarech Iyun. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this Sif and Simon with the words, Im Gavu Ha'erev V'lo Baruch Olav, if they made an Erev Chatzeros over here, and they didn't make the Bracha on it, Ein HaBracha Ma'akeves U'Mutam L'Taltel. As long as they did it, even though they didn't make the Bracha, as with many actions, if you don't make the Bracha, you're still Yotze. If you shake a Lulav Nesuk, you don't make the Bracha, you still fulfilled your mitzvah to shake Lulav Nesuk. So too, if you made an Erev Chatzeros over here, albeit you did not make the Bracha, it is still a valid Erev Chatzeros and allows people to carry within this Erev area. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Dalet, V'uadin, the same halacha applies, afilu menusach badeni ruva, gamkin lo omer lav. Even if you didn't say the nusach of the Erev Chatzeros, you didn't say badeni ruva, yeshar olon, etc., etc. Nevertheless, kivan she mishtofin ba'erev saki b'zeh. Since the all shutvim over here, you can carry within this Erev. The issue footnote number 94 points out paradoxically from the Prima Gadim that if you only say part of the nusach, then it actually is worse than not saying it at all, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry even b'di'evet. Albeit the Kaf HaChaim doesn't understand how it could be worse if you say something as opposed to saying nothing. And finally, if you made the Erev Chatzeros from your own food, but you were not mezakit on behalf of everybody else, so the Chayyadah brings down, even if you said the Bracha, and if you said the Hadein, it's not going to work in that situation. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Samach Vav, and we start Shin Samach Zayin. Im Isha Yecholul Orev. Can one's wife go and participate in the Erev Chatzeros without the knowledge or even against the wishes of her husband? Before we start reading the Mechaber, we can look in Dirshu footnote number 1, who has a short Hakdoma. He says, Din Erev Isha Shalomi Das Bala, the halachas of whether a wife could participate in Erev Chatzeros either without the knowledge of her husband or even going against the explicit statement, I don't want to participate in this Erev of her husband, that's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Peyom and Aleph. And Omar Shmuel, it says over there, Shmuel holds, Ishto Shalot Ma'arevis, a man's wife is allowed to be Ma'arevis in the Erev Chatzeros, that she can put in the bread for this, Shalomi Datu, even without his knowledge. And the Rishonim have a machlokas over here. What exactly does this mean? Tosas' opinion, as well as the Rosh, hold, Shim Habayis Pasuach Rak L'Chotzerachas, if this house is opened up into this one courtyard, or if the house is opened up into two different courtyards, but you're regularly using only one of the two, and in this situation, you would ruin it for that Chotzer if you didn't participate in their Erev Chatzeros. So then a woman is allowed to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, even against the wishes of her husband. And according to the Rosh, and it's passing over here by the Shulchan Aruch, Gam Ba'ofen She'enu Oser, even in a situation where your house doesn't ruin it for the courtyard, but if you regularly use that courtyard and you regularly participate in the Erev Chatzeros, the wife is allowed to go and participate in it even against the expressed wishes of her husband. However, Avolam Eino Oser, but if you don't ruin it for that courtyard, if you don't participate in it, for example, you have another exit to go through another courtyard, the game Eino Rogil Ariv, and you don't regularly participate in that Erev Chatzeros, so then the wife is only allowed to participate in it if her husband doesn't know about it, but not against her husband's wishes. The opinion of the Rambam, however, is Shebacholo Alfadim Eino Ishi Yecholo Lariv Bal Korcha Shobala. He holds that a woman can never participate against the wishes of her husband. However, Avo Yecholo Lariv Shlomi Diyoso. But if he doesn't know about it, she's allowed to participate. Now we can start the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ishto Shalodom, a man's wife, Me'arevis Lo Shlomi Daito, is allowed to participate in the Erev Chatzeros without his knowledge, without him saying, I want you to do that. And even afilu imachabo, even if he protests and says shalol arv, I do not want you to participate in Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, she is allowed to, and this is true. Afilu eino rogil la'ariv imon, even if they're not regular participants in the Erev Chatzeros, she still can go against his wishes in this situation. But the Mechaber qualifies this and says, "V'hani mila, this is only so kisha osar lehem, if his house would ruin it for the people in that courtyard, as his house would now not allow them to make an Erev Chatzeros. So in that situation, when he's osar lehem, then even if he says, I do not want us to participate in it, and his wife can participate without his permission and going against his will. For example, their house only exits through that chotzer, and therefore they would ruin it for the people in the chotzer if they didn't participate. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph explains the reason why his wife can do this is maybe she ishto kegufo. We consider the wife and him as one entity. And even when he protests, the rabbis were makel to allow her to have the deciding factor. Mishum shechoshu chazal, because the rabbis were concerned shem yiskavi lahaknit the hadorim lesser lam, because they were afraid of machlokis over here that he's going to go and just cause trouble and not participate in it. So they allowed his wife to overrule him, so to say, and participate in it on their behalf if she wants. The issue footnote number 3 brings down an additional explanation from the Levush that this would further cause fighting with his neighbors. And the pasuk says, "Derochel darchei Noam v'chol nisivoseh shalom." All the paths of the Torah are beautiful and pleasant, and this would not be. There would be fighting. Therefore, his wife is allowed to overrule him. The rabbis were never concerned, he adds, that the woman would be the cause of these fights over here, and therefore they gave her the power to, so to say, participate even against his wishes. In addition, the Bach brings down another reason, because it's a mitzvah saseh, as we brought down in yesterday's shir, to go do an Erev Chatzeres, and the husband doesn't have a right to tell his wife not to do a mitzvah saseh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis says when she's participating in the Erev, she can take his food and participate in the Erev with his food. Mishalo, even from his food. Sifkat and Gimel, kisha oser aleihem, if they're going to ruin it for the people in the Chatzah, then she has the right to even go against his will. So hechatzim lo ya'arv yimam, it would be ruined, therefore she can go and overrule his protest and participate in this Erev Chatzeres. But the Mechaber continues and he says, however, if this was a situation, abolim hu pasuach l'shtei chatzeros, the house is opened up into this courtyard and also into another courtyard, and biachas rogil lotzeis v'lovo tadir, in one of the courtyards they regularly use, they go back and forth, and in that courtyard, sha'oser lehim, they would ruin it for the people in that courtyard. Uba'achas eno rogil lotzeis v'lovo, the other courtyard they don't regularly go through into and out of it, so in only the birogil sha'oser, in the courtyard which they would ruin it for, in that situation, ma'arev shalol l'daito, afilu eno rogil l'ariv. In that situation, she is allowed to participate in the Erev without his knowledge, and even if it's something that they don't normally participate, but they regularly use it, so in that situation, they're allowed to participate in the Erev. However, b'she'eino rogil loseis v'lovo nami, and in the area that they don't go into on a regular basis, so afal pi she'eino oser, even though they wouldn't ruin it for that area, im rogil ariv mem, if they regularly participate in that Erev Chatzeros, ma'arev shalom bidato, she's also allowed to go participate without his knowledge. However, avolam eino oser, if it's not a chotzer that they would normally prohibit because they don't use it, v'gamino rogil arivimon, and they don't regularly use it, then eino morevish lo ladaito. Then she's not allowed to make an erev chatzeros without his expressed knowledge saying, yes, you can do that, and certainly not against his will. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalit explains that many of these halachos will be learned when we get to them, kidlakaman b'simin shin pei vav, sivtes ayin sham, wait till we get there to learn some more of these dinim. Sifkat and hey, rogil arev, if they regularly participate in this Erev Chatzeros, then she's allowed to go and participate in it even without his knowledge. Hainu afilu kishemichaba. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is telling us even if he protests, and the reason is, v'tam mishum daki sholem, we shouldn't want to have fights over here, this will lead to trouble. Kivan sha'ad ato ha'yo darko litein chelek b'erev, since every week now they've been participating in this Erev, and therefore, lochein chalo Erev b'chol gavne, and the Erev is taking effect over here, u'mutr achakach l'talto kelim sheshovsu b'veso l'movoy l'chotzu zeh, and therefore a person can go take utensils from his house, bring them out into this mavi or into the chotzer, and back and forth, since they've always participated in this fashion. The issue footnote number 4 addresses how often does a person have to do something to be called rogil, that he does this regularly. So the Prima Gavim says, according to the Tosefta Shabbos, in the name of the Shach, in the name of the Ran, that 2 times is called rogil. And the Prima Gavim says, 3 times is definitely considered rogil. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says it's possible that even 1 time makes it called rogil. And furthermore, if you don't do something on a regular basis, so then if you stop doing it for 3 times, then that's also called that you broke up your regularity. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chol's man shalo micho ba beferish. If the man did not specifically say, do not participate, then afilu im eino rogil la'ariv yimayim, then even in a situation where they don't normally participate, they know also, and their house doesn't ruin it for that area because there's another way to go out, ma'arevish shalo b'diyoso, then she's still allowed to participate without his expressed permission, as long as he didn't protest about it. D'mistama nichle, because the usual position would be that he'd be happy about doing this, as the issue footnote number 2 brings down from the Bach, she'erev chateros hi mitzvah, midivrei sofer. It's a mitzvah to participate over here, and certainly a person would want to participate in the mitzvah if he had the opportunity to do so, and his wife is doing it on his behalf. And therefore, as long as you don't know that he specifically said, do not participate, we can assume he wants to participate, and that's why he can. The mistoma nichale. The Mechaber continues and he says, Aval einu yachol lazakus mishalo la'acherim shalo b'diyoso. But the wife cannot go take his food and be mezaka everybody else with his food unless he specifically said, you can do so. Mishbur explains in Siv Katan Vav, Hainu Afilu Vnei Chotzer Sha'osar Aleim Varogel Arvim. This would be true even for the courtyard that they would ruin it if they didn't participate, and which they regularly participate in. And he can't take his food, Siv Katan Zayin, Umezanosel Yechol Lazako Shishalot, but she could take her own food and be Mazaka on their behalf. Siv Katan Ches, Pirish Ein Habayodem, is that meaning without his knowledge she cannot do this. That concludes today's shir.